Galen first jumps it up at center court against Sean Stewart, 6'10 against 6'9. Official Thomas Nunez throws the ball high in the sky. The tip is won by the Boilermakers, and we are underway in Mackey Arena. Purdue works right to left in the white uniforms, and Ohio State opens up in a half-court man-to-man. C.J. Cox is dribbling between the circles with his right hand. Chest pass left to Braden Smith. Fakes the pass inside, gives to Trey Kaufman, right top of the key. Hands off to Braden Smith, who stops and pops from the right wing, 12 feet away. Nothing but net. Purdue leads 2-0.
That's a heck of a start there. Braden Smith, an extremely difficult pull-up jumper, going full speed, stopping on a dime, but Braden makes it look easy. Nice start for Purdue.
Purdue in the half-court man-to-man. Bruce Thornton, top of the key, guarded closely by C.J. Cox. To the right wing, a chest pass to Parrish. He's a left-hander who holds the ball on the left hip. Dribbles twice to the left hand, now works his way to the top of the key on that left-handed dribble. Works his way right side off a screen from Stewart. Shot clock at 3. Parrish will pull from 3. He'll miss, and the long rebound in front of the rim is grabbed by Purdue's Braden Smith. Purdue on the run. Fletcher Lawyer gets the ball at the top of the key. Dribbles to the left elbow. Stops. Bounces it inside to the Boilermakers. Caleb First, who had a block from behind. Blocked by the Buckeyes. Ohio State the ball.
Play, yeah.
Looks like it was going to be an easy layup, but it wasn't. And now an offensive foul as Sean Stewart came busting his way down the middle of the paint. He leaned the left shoulder into Trey Kaufman-Wren, and he's called for an offensive foul. First turnover of the game on the Buckeyes.
That was good positioning there by Kaufman-Wren to take that hit in the chest, but didn't feel like Stewart needed to lower the shoulder to the degree he did, but tried to create that extra space.
Boilermakers had to break a 2-2-1 three-quarter court press, but do so successfully as Braden Smith dribbles over the timeline right to left. Works his way right wing. Pocket pass to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Kick it in the corner. Now back to Trey Kaufman-Wren after Lawyer had it in the left corner. Trey's trying to back down his defender, Stewart. Stops. Shoots a right-handed hook shot. Left it short. Got his own rebound. Tries again. This time he will not miss. Purdue leads 4-0.
Trey just using that upper body strength. Tried to go through the first time, left it short, but got it right back, and then uses that strength to finish off the window.
Bruce Thornton right in front of our vantage point as we set court side. Gives it to Devin Royal. He's between the rings. Gives it right back to Thornton on a handoff. C.J. Cox guarding him closely. Right side to Royal. Royal dribbles inside of the arc. Gives it up for his teammate. That's Parrish. Parrish closely guarded right wing. Now it goes to the freshman Mobley Jr. Shot clock at 2. Mobley a deep 3. Good. With a shot clock at 2. John Mobley had to shoot a desperation triple and he made it. Mobley, by the way, has made a 3-point basket now in every game he's played this year.
Pretty incredible. 43%. One of those super talented shooting freshmen, and we saw it on display on that one.
Purdue gives the ball to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Free throw line. Gives it right back to Braden Smith. Smith, who gives it right back to Trey Kaufman-Wren, who throws a scoop shot up at the bucket, and it goes in with a foul to boot. Count the bucket. The foul will go against Micah Parrish. An and one for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue's degree plus gives students the chance to earn a Bachelor of Science. And one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts degree plus and see if and one is right for you.
And that's just the bind Purdue puts you in from an offensive play calling standpoint. You have Kaufman-Wren diving to the rim. Fletcher Lawyer is the one raising on that far side. If Fletcher's man comes over too much to help on that pass, as Kaufman-Wren misses that free throw short, if he helps too much, Fletcher Lawyer's going to have a wide open three. And so it's kind of pick your poison. Instead, he doesn't help, and that allows that pass to Kaufman-Wren to get through.
Trey had made 9 free throws against 9 attempts Saturday in Oregon, but he misses the and one opportunity there. Purdue leads 6-3. Ohio State the ball. Devin Royal drives, spins, shoots. He's right in front of the rim, 5 feet away, but he missed it. Shot it long, rebounded in front of the rim by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Quickly ahead to Braden Smith. Purdue racing the ball up the floor right to left, wearing the white uniforms here at home today. C.J. Cox, left wing, lost it. Stolen away by Bruce Thornton, and then a foul on C.J. Cox. C.J. turned it over, and then he fouled in the backcourt. And that will be C.J. Cox's first foul of the game.
I like C.J. being aggressive there. He had that left seam to drive. Braden Smith's in the deep left corner. His man's not going to help off Braden Smith. He's got that seam to drive. He's got that ability, you know, get to his pull-up. But I don't know if he got fouled or at least he seemed like he thought he might have got grabbed a little bit. It was definitely physical defense, but he lost the handle, turned into a turnover.
Ohio State ball in the front court as they attack the basket to our right. And now what do we have? Timeout on the floor? I think we have a clock issue. I think the clock should have been at 30 seconds. They started it at 20. I'm talking of the shot clock here. 16:38 on the game clock. Now Ohio State inbounds in the front court. Am I right, Bob? Or
they keep, I'm a little unsure.
They haven't changed the clock. Here. Took 1 second off the clock.
Oh, the game clock maybe was paused for a second.
That. Okay. So the game clock goes to 16:37. And we resume action. The Buckeyes, the ball in the front court. Thornton guarded by Cox. He's dribbling on the motion P at center court. Dribbling to the right elbow, extended and stopping. Leaves it up high side for Mobley Jr., the freshman. He wants to drive to the right elbow. Leaves it out high for a royal three. Left wing in and out, no good. It rolled around and popped out. Rebounded by Braden Smith of the Boilermakers. Purdue with a 6-3 lead. Braden Smith, left block, threw it down low for Trey Kaufman. Wren poked out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by the Buckeyes, who have subbed on the last dead ball. Aaron Bradshaw, 7-1 sophomore, Kentucky transfer, into the game right now for Ohio State. Purdue on an inbound, has C.J. Cox wide open. He scores from the right block. Purdue with a baseline inbound does it again. A tip of the cap to inbound coach Sasha Stefanovic.
How about that? Purdue has just had so much success with Braden Smith being the inbounder and C.J. Cox on that dive right to the rim. It's just been layup city.
Purdue leads 8-3 over Ohio State. Down low, Bradshaw got open and made a left-handed layup. Excellent pass from the top of the key from John Mobley. Aaron Bradshaw, Kentucky transfer, averaging 7 points a game. Makes it Purdue 8, Ohio State 5.
Really nice pick-and-roll action there, Bradshaw, on that dive.
Diving here is Trey Kaufman. Ren and shooting a right-handed hook shot and scoring. He dove from the free-throw line to the front of the rim, and no one stopped him. Purdue leads 10-5. Perimeter right. Bounces at the top of the key. Caught there by Bradshaw. Dribbles twice to the left wing. Standing on the left arc. Picks up the dribble. Now to Mobley. Going left baseline. Pulls and pops. Misses from 10 feet away. Rebounded by Bradshaw. Then lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Buckeyes. Timeout on the floor. 15-11 to go first half. Purdue 10. Ohio State 5. On a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Rob Blackman with Bobby Riddell. 8 of Purdue's 10 points have come inside of the paint. Purdue's up 10-5.
Purdue thriving in the paint once again. It's kind of been the story, right? The outside shooting from three especially has not necessarily been on fire these last handful of games outside of the Nebraska game. But Purdue has consistently been able to get into the paint. That two-man game between Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman Wren, just so lethal.
Ohio State in the 2-2-1. Purdue throws it up the near sideline, caught by Fletcher Lawyer, who throws it ahead to Caleb First, and now Purdue will set the offense in the front court. Braden Smith handling the ball, dribbling with a left hand. Bounce pass, left arc, caught by Fletcher Lawyer. Chest pass, dive of the key to Trey Kaufman Wren. Now to Braden Smith. Throws it right back to Trey Kaufman Wren, who is diving to the bucket. Stops, shoots, scores again. Already 8 early points for TKR. Purdue leads 12-5.
Braden Smith's 4th assist already as well. Just that connection is something that Ohio State certainly is going to have to address here.
That gives him 618 career assists. Bruce Thornton to the right wing, caught by Mobley. Left wing, right back to Thornton. He's going to pull the trigger on a three. He misses. Weak side rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue's Fletcher Lawyer. Give the ball back to Ohio State with 20 on the shot clock. Purdue 12, Ohio State 5.
Pretty good contest there by Miles Colvin on that Thornton 3, but that's where, yeah, you really want to be able to secure that defensive rebound when you're able to get that miss.
Ohio State in a 4-low formation, throws it to Royal, dribbles in and was fouled. He was coming down the left side of the paint, caught the ball on the left elbow, and drew the foul from Purdue's Braden Smith, who was trying to double down on the ball. First foul on Braden Smith, second on the team, and that will send to the foul line Devin Royal, who on the season is a 74% foul shooter.
And that right there was just a pure isolation for Royal, right? He starts at the left block and pops back to the left elbow, and they just space and say, hey, Devin, go attack your man. And he ripped left as he switches the first free throw. He ripped left. Caleb was there, but Caleb's got him on the wrist as he was getting into a shooting motion, and that sent him to the line.
Devin Royal, Ohio's Mr. Basketball in 2023. Averaged 4 points, 3 rebounds a game last year for the Buckeyes. This year, 13.8 and 7.4. Free throw on the way for Royal. Good. Didn't play Friday night because of a wrist injury. That wrist seems to be just fine on the right hand. And it's a Purdue lead of 12-7. Purdue breaking the pressure by throwing the ball ahead up the left sideline to Miles Colvin. Colvin now to Braden Smith as he will orchestrate the offense here. guarded closely by Thornton. Works his way to the right wing, stops, comes back top of the key with a left-handed dribble, stops there. Throws to Trey Kaufman, ran right elbow, hands it right back to Brayton, who throws it right back to Trey, missed it, got his own rebound, kick it out for a Miles Colvin three, it is long, and rebounded by Bruce Thornton of the Buckeyes. Good look there, just couldn't get it to fall, the sophomore from Indianapolis in Miles Colvin. Here's a drive and a foul. What happened here? Braden Smith ended up on the ground holding his face. The foul will actually go against Caleb first as one of the Buckeyes was driving aggressively to the bucket. Speaking of Buckeyes, here comes a new man into the game, Colin White. He was Ohio's Mr. Basketball last year. He's a freshman from Ottawa, Ohio. Camden Heidi in for Purdue, the 6'7 redshirt sophomore from Wayzata, Minnesota. White, the inbounder, baseline right, 13:40 to go, first half. Purdue leading 12-7. Here's an ISO again for Royal. Spins and shoots from 12 feet straight away. Missed it. Rebounded Camden Heidi. Purdue on the run, right to left. Here they come. Brayden Smith in the pink sneakers. To Trey Kaufman, in, right side Lawyer. Fakes the three, steps in to shoot from 17. Got it. 17-footer. Pleasure Lawyer. His first scoring of the game. Purdue leading 14-7.
Good ball movement there. Nice kick out by Kaufman Wren. Fletch playing off the shot fake on that long closeout. Instead of taking one dribble to the side for the three, likes the step in there and got a comfortable two-point shot.
Brad shot to Mobley. Mobley top of the key. Snake dribbling to the right elbow. Pulling the trigger, and he was fouled. Mobley, as he tried a jump shot just inside of the right elbow. And that's going to be a problem for Purdue because it's on Braden Smith. It's his second foul. And C.J. Cox will come and enter the game with 13:05 to go in the first half. It is rare that we have seen Braden Smith in any type of foul trouble this year. But it's what we're seeing right now.
You're right indeed, because as of late, unless Purdue's had a massive lead, this man Braden Smith's been going the distance, right? So to see this quick foul trouble for Braden, certainly concerning for Purdue. Everything depends so highly on what Braden is able to do for Purdue offensively as Mobley does make the first free throw. We've been seeing Purdue's whole offense so far this game pretty much just be Braden Smith, Trey Kaufman, Wren feasting in this ball screen action. That last jumper from Fletch came off of that ball screen action after Trey got the pass from Braden. So this is big moments now as Mobley swishes the second free throw for this Purdue team with Braden off the floor.
Mobley, an excellent foul shooter. With those two makes, he's 43 of 48 attempts this year. Into the game is Quez Glover, a grad student from Knoxville, Tennessee, who's played at Kansas State, Samford, and Florida. Although, to be fair, last year he did not play at Kansas State. He missed the whole season because of injury. Lawyer a three, left wing. It is long. Rebounded Trey Kaufman Wren for the Boilermakers. Gives to C.J. Cox. Skip pass left wing Lawyer. Dribbling left baseline. Shooting a floater. It was blocked. Blocked and taken out of there by Devin Royal of Ohio State. Buckeyes on the run. Purdue leading 14-9. Throwing it inside to Bradshaw. Out to White for a corner three. No. Weak side rebound. Trey Kaufman Wren. For White, that's only his ninth three attempt of the year. He's 3 of 9 from the three-point line. He was open but missed it. C.J. Cox leaning in through the contact. Count the basket as well. Quez Glover the foul and C.J. Cox at the line for an and one.
How about C.J. Cox just having the opportunity to have the ball in his hands more, right? Braden Smith's on the bench. He's the primary ball handler now. And that time comes off that ball screen, has basically an isolation opportunity as he makes the and one free throw. And he kind of drives hard left, gets that quick spin back to his right, feels the contact. And that was a pretty tough finish off the glass there.
Cox, 77% foul shooter, as Bob mentioned, made the free throw. An and one. Purdue's up 17-9. Quez Glover to the right block, leaves it on the opposite wing. Royal caught it and dunked it. I should have said opposite block for Devin Royal, who now has 4 points. Ohio State has subbed in Ivan Njanovic, a 7'1", 250-pound freshman from Croatia. Fletcher Lawyer, wing left, goes wing right on a chest pass to Trey Kaufman Wren. Now to Miles Colvin, rising and firing from 16 feet, missing off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by Devin Royal. The Buckeyes, 11:37 to go first half. Purdue 17, Ohio State 11. But Purdue playing without Braden Smith, who's on the bench with two fouls. Quez Glover wearing pink sneakers. Kicks into the right corner. Three on the way. In and out. No good. Missed by Thornton. Rebounded by Glover. He gives to Royal. Royal left elbow. Spins. Picks up the dribble. Now to White. Back to Glover. Glover wants to drive to the right elbow. Goes behind the back. Dribble once he gets there. Guarded by Cox. Keeps dribbling. Glover. Fall away. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebounded weak side. Lawyer and a foul to boot on Ohio State. That foul will go against Colin White, and we'll take a timeout. Purdue 17, Ohio State 11. 11:08 to go in the first half on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer Scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Again, if you're just joining us, Purdue right now playing without Braden Smith. He has two fouls. He's on the bench. 11:08 to go, first half. So C.J. Cox and Jakari Harris, the freshman, going to do the bulk of the ball handling here against the 2-2-1 press. Broken by C.J. Cox as he walks it over the timeline right to left. He's guarded by Thornton. Cox, chest pass, left wing Lawyer. Throws it inside on the block, caught there by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Facing up against Jagovan. Tries to back him down, throws it out high to Heidi. Shot clock at 7, throws it right back into Trey. Trey Kaufman-Wren, 4 on the shot clock. Will spin, he'll shoot, and he'll be called for traveling. Before he was able to get the ball into the shooting motion, traveling goes against Trey Kaufman-Wren, Purdue's second turnover.
Thought Trey, he's so good sometimes doing that counter move. We'll take one dribble towards the middle and then a quick spin baseline. After his first time getting it, not really have anything, I thought when he got it the second time, he might go to that quick spin move. Instead, tried to kind of slowly dribble into the center of the lane and ended up shuffling the steps.
Njagovan is 7-1, 250, and a freshman. He guarded Trey Kaufman-Wren quite well that possession. White with Heidi on it. Shot clock's at 10. White dribbling between the circles. Picks up that dribble. Chest pass left side to Thornton. Shot clock's at 3. Inside it goes, and the ball tipped away with 1.1 on the clock. It will be Ohio State ball after quick hands from Trey Kaufman-Wren knocked the ball away from Sean Stewart. 1.1. 1 1/10 for Ohio State baseline right. Thornton the inbounder. What will the Buckeyes do here? Thornton throws into the corner. Catch and shoot. Glover barely grazed the front of the rim. Rebounded Jakari Harris. He wants to push the tempo. Here he goes. White guarding him. Right to left. Stops. Attacks the bucket. Stops on the block. Gives to Trey Kaufman-Wren. He'll attack and he'll score. That's 10 points already for Trey Kaufman-Wren after that right-handed layup.
And that's all Jakari Harris on that play. He makes it happen with a big push off the rebound. Stays patient. Doesn't force anything. Plays off 2 feet and finds a cutting Kaufman-Wren after drawing Trey's defender over from the help side.
Purdue leading 19-11 and a foul on the front court. Too closely guarding Jakari Harris, and he bumped Thornton. First foul on Harris. Purdue will sub in another freshman, Raleigh Burgess, the 6'11 first-year player from Cincinnati, Ohio. So right now, the Boilermakers are playing three true freshmen. Cox, Harris, Burgess. They're joined by the senior first and the junior Lawyer. Let the young guys get an opportunity here against the Buckeyes.
It's pretty cool. It's not too often all three of those guys have been on the floor, certainly not in the first half of games, but all getting an opportunity here.
Quez Glover with a ball, originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. 1,000-point career scorer. Transfer from Kansas State to White. Dribbles in left baseline, stops. Give to Parrish. He dove and he traveled. Yeah, as he came in right down the middle of the paint, he hesitated for just a moment. And traveling was called on Parrish, second turnover against the Buckeyes.
Well, Parrish was getting ready to have an easy layup, so certainly nice from a Purdue standpoint that he shuffled the feet on the catch.
Purdue the ball. C.J. Cox gets the offensive call from B.J. Thompson. And now he puts the offense into motion. Bounce pass top of the key. Caleb first holds the ball above his head. Now hands off to Fletcher Lawyer. Lawyer gets Mobley driving, shooting through contact and scoring. That was a physical play by Fletcher Lawyer to knock down that six-footer on the right wing. Purdue's up 21-11.
And that's just a situation where Fletch, using his size advantage, right, gets into the teeth of the defense, and then he's a couple inches taller than Mobley, finishes over the top.
Mobley at 6'1". Mobley a 3, right wing, missed it off the back of the rim. White a rebound, but it's not going to count because he pushed off for the weak side rebound. Second foul on Colin White. That'll give the ball right back to Purdue.
Mobley got a decent look there on the right wing, but it just feels like right now everything for Ohio State offensively, it's coming really difficult for them to get good high-quality shots. Mobley's full sprint coming over to this right wing. He doesn't have a lot of time to set his feet there from a shooting percentage standpoint, just 21% from the field, 14% from three. Tough going here for Ohio State offensively.
Purdue, meanwhile, 10 of 17 shooting, but 0 of 2 from the three-point line. First to the right elbow. Catch for Cox. Rises and scores. C.J. Cox has 5 points. Purdue's up 23-11.
And you like seeing the contributions from C.J. He goes scoreless out on that trip out west, and he has come out and helped Purdue offensively, especially with Braden on the sidelines.
Devin Royal traveled. Raleigh Burgess ran at him, ran him off the line, and Royal got a little too quick into his offensive motion, and he's called for traveling. And Jake Diebler, the head coach of the Buckeyes, wants to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Purdue 23, Ohio State 11.
You can't get any closer to the action. Purdue men's basketball plays right here on Z96.5 WAZY Lafayette.
Blew the ball, attacking the basket to our left. The Boilermakers playing without Braden Smith for the moment. C.J. Cox running the show. Cox got open underneath the bucket because of a beautiful pass from Raleigh Burgess. It leads him to a layup. C.J. Cox, 7 points, freshman to freshman action. Purdue's up 25-11.
I like the freshman to freshman action there. Cox just comes off a rub screen at the left elbow. Raleigh at the right elbow rifles that pass over the top of his head into Cox.
Mobley was driving in when he got to the free throw line, and below, a reach and a foul, and it's going to go against Purdue's C.J. Cox, his second. So Purdue's 2 point guards, C.J. Cox and Braden Smith, now both have 2 personal fouls. And unfortunately for Ohio State, John Mobley Jr. is still lying on the floor. He's in the middle of the painted area, underneath the basket, basically. And he is lying face down as the officials send both teams to their respective bench area. Again, a common foul was called on C.J. Cox. Tonight's game has our student athlete of the game presentation. It's brought to you, as always, by Wabash. Boiler up with a visionary leader. Tonight, we are honoring a couple of students. Carmen Gallardo from the tennis team. An all Big Ten member from Madrid, Spain, originally. Carmen Gallardo, congratulations for being tonight's student athlete of the game, brought to you by Wabash. The officials have gone to the monitor just to see if maybe anything extracurricular might have happened to John Mobley. The good news for Mobley, he is up and walking off under his own power. It is only a common foul. That's how the officials have decided to litigate this one, which means it's Ohio State ball underneath the bucket, baseline right. Purdue's sixth team foul. Ohio State has committed 5. .45 to go here in the first half. Braden Smith not used to getting this much rest in a game. He normally plays about 40 minutes a game.
He's going to be well rested for sure.
Royal straight away, 15 feet, banked it in. Royal jumped high in the sky and threw one at the bucket, banked it home. 6 points for Royal. Purdue's up 25-13.
That is a fortunate bounce for Royal. I actually thought Raleigh Burgess did a heck of an in-job individual defense there with a high contest.
Snaps what was almost a 5-minute scoreless streak. Burgess was coming in from the right wing, but traveled. He had the ball. He was coming downhill in the right wing area, but he pulled the pivot in the process. A turnover for the Boilermakers. Raleigh will leave the game, replaced by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Each team now with 3 turnovers. Both teams actually average 11 turnovers a game. Both teams defensively turn the opposition over 12 times a game. The number's identical. Royal, left elbow, dribble handoff to Bruce Thornton, now to Quez Glover, right wing. He dribbles his way right wing to left wing, gets a switch with Caleb First guarding him, gives to Royal. Royal, left wing, into the hands of Parrish. Parrish will be called for charging. He was driving in from the left wing. Fletcher Lawyer kept legal guarding position, and he draws the foul from Micah Parrish, his first, and that gets Braden Smith up off of the bench to replace C.J. Cox.
Fletcher Lawyer, I know he's not known for being an elite defender by any means, but he's gotten better year after year of his career. Right there, takes away the shot, good closeout on Parrish, a quality three-point shooter. And he slides his feet, takes a couple bumps in the chest, and then he knows if he feels one more hard bump, if he takes the fall, he's going to get the charge. He does so. Just great individual play, Fletcher Lawyer.
Trey Kaufman Wren, left block extended. Royal trying to bump on him. Backing him down is Trey Kaufman Wren, spinning to the baseline, stepping through and scoring. What a move by Trey Kaufman Wren, who already has 12 of Purdue's 27 points. Purdue's up 27-13. 6:32 to go in the half. Bruce Thornton between the rings, wearing the multicolored sneakers, pink and green and orange. He lost the ball in the paint, stolen by Caleb First. Quickly hands to Jakari Harris. Here comes Purdue on the run, right to left. Braden Smith off a screen, top of the key from Trey Kaufman Wren. Works his way left elbow, now retreat dribble. Comes right wing, back to Trey Kaufman Wren. Trey, no look pass to Caleb First, but he threw it out of bounds. Oh, Trey got a little too cutesy there and turns it over. Give the ball back to the Buckeyes.
That was a pretty good look, I thought, by Trey as far as the potential. But you're right, a little bit of a tight space to Caleb First. But, man, there was potential for that thing if it gets through.
Oh, it would have been a highlight reel type of pass. Yeah, because he looked left and threw it to the right.
Yep.
But it didn't work out for our Boilermakers. And the Buckeyes with it. White will dribble in. Stop on the left baseline. He's double-teamed there. Threw it out high and it was stolen. Caleb First just got his second steal of the game. Well done, Caleb First. Purdue with it. Right corner. Fletcher Lawyer will shoot a three. No, he's going to dribble in instead. Stop on the baseline and he was fouled. Just as he got to the right block, Devin Royal closed the gap. Bumped into him. Foul on Royal will be his first, but it does put Purdue in a one-and-one situation. Fletcher Lawyer, an 86% foul shooter.
Man, I thought Fletch was going to shoot that shot initially on the catch. The pass was intended. Braden tried to whip a pass into Caleb First, diving through the center of the lane. It got deflected and ended up bounding right to Fletcher Lawyer in the right corner. I thought he had enough time just to shoot it in rhythm, but maybe just because the way the pass came in a weird fashion as Fletcher swishes the front end of a one-and-one, he decides to pump fake and then drives in, but does get that contact from Royal. So as it turns out, works out well for him to get this foul on Royal and convert here at the line.
At the foul line, dribbling twice, Fletcher Lawyer. Foul line left, shooting and making. 6 points for Fletcher Lawyer. Purdue up 29-13. Purdue has only attempted 2 3-point shots in a game. Purdue is leading 29-13, despite being 0 of 2 from the three. C.J. Cox back into the game from Braden Smith. Royal will drive and score. He spun around the Boilermakers, Caleb First, and made a bucket from the right block. Boy, Devin Royal is a skilled offensive player.
He's got a quick twitch at that size of 6'6", was able to maneuver around First. And, yeah, Purdue going offense for defense here, trying to avoid that third foul for Braden Smith.
Fletcher Lawyer, right elbow, leans in, shoots blocked. Blocked by Royal, picked up by First, and then a foul. Oh, the foul was on First, I beg your pardon. Caleb was fighting for that loose ball and got hit with a foul, his second. And this will be a 1-1 coming the other direction for Ohio State. Should be a 1-1. That's Purdue's 17th foul. Yes, it is. So, yeah, what's happening here is Braden Smith will play when Purdue knows it's going to be on offense. C.J. Cox playing when Purdue knows it's going to be on defense. And now Colin White is injured for Ohio State. He's walking very gingerly to the Ohio State bench and putting no pressure on the left foot / left ankle. So Colin White, the freshman from Ottawa, Ohio, will walk gingerly to that bench with the assistance of a couple of assistant coaches. Devin Royal at the line, 74% foul shooter, 2 of 2 at the line tonight.
Didn't see exactly what happened to Colin White, but as you said, maybe a severe left ankle sprain, something of that nature.
Foul shot good for Royal. Royal 31-15 earlier this year against Valparaiso, 20-12 in a game against Evansville. Nine points in a game for Devin Royal against a 13-point average. Second foul shot, good. Purdue 29, Ohio State 17, 4:55 to go in the half. Once again, Ohio State into the 2-2-1 press, broken this time by Fletcher Lawyer over the timeline right to left. Picked up the dribble. Ball was tipped initially, but caught by Trey Kaufman Wren near the midcourt stripe. He'll hand to Braden Smith, and now the offense goes into motion with 10 on the shot clock. Braden Smith, right wing dribble, now coming back left, shooting a three on the run. No, off the back of the iron. Royal rebounded, and he was fouled by Trey Kaufman Wren. Trey's first. Now we walk to the other end for another 1-1 for Devin Royal. .432 to go in the first half.
unfortunate there now twice. Purdue trying to get that second chance opportunity from an offensive rebounding standpoint. Caleb first definitely was frustrated, didn't think he actually fouled. Officials called it, and this time Trey Kaufman-Wren, you know, kind of wrong place, wrong time. I felt like Royal kind of came down right into his lap, and the ball popped free, and they got Kaufman-Wren for bumping Royal. So Royal a chance here to get four quick ones at the line.
Ohio State is a team, 73% foul shooting ball club. Tonight they're 6-for-6. Royal himself is 4-for-4. He will shoot, and he will make. For a guy that supposedly had a sprained wrist on the right hand, his shooting hand against Indiana Friday, he looks no worse for the wear.
No question. If you got a sprained right wrist and you can't play the previous game, you're supposed to come and miss front ends of one-on-ones at Mackey Arena.
He's making it look easy. Couple of dribbles, bends the knee, shoots, missed that one off the back of the rim, but rebounded by Bruce Thornton and the Buckeyes.
Right as you jinxed him beautifully.
Finally got him to miss, but Ohio State ended up with a rebound. Bradshaw, three, right wing, missed badly. Rebound, lost out of bounds, baseline right, last touched by the red shirts of Ohio State.
Missed badly. That is a. That's definitely what that was. That was a tough miss there. You got a pretty clean look. They had some momentum on their side, and that thing almost got wedged in between the right side of the rim and the backboard.
Purdue on the run and a foul from behind. Braden Smith got clobbered. He was dribbling quickly right to left, and he put on the brakes. Evan Mahaffey was tracking him, but Mahaffey couldn't stop quite as quickly. And like getting rear-ended in traffic, that's what Mahaffey just did to Braden Smith. He rear-ended him.
You are right, though. He had a beat on Braden Smith, and Braden had his back turned as he was going down kind of that left lane line, tried to stop just past the left elbow, and he still had his back turned towards that top of the key area, and Mahaffey was coming. And luckily, Braden Smith kind of turned his body at the last second as Braden switches the front end of the one-on-one, and that just threw Mahaffey just a bit off course to where he wasn't able to get all ball and got his arm and his body instead.
85% foul shooter this year, Braden Smith. See if he can make two in a row here. Purdue 30, Ohio State 18. Second foul shot also good. And now he'll sub out of the game with his two fouls, and C.J. Cox will replace him. 4 points in a game for Braden Smith. 4:11 to go first half. Purdue in white, Ohio State in scarlet red with a gray and white trim. And with a timeline left to right comes the uber-talented Bruce Thornton. Left wing, chest pass to his teammate, Parrish. Three on the way, good. Micah Parrish, first scoring of the game for him with a triple.
That was a pretty impressive individual play there from Parrish. He took a couple dribbles, step back, creates the space from Kaufman-Wren, and then a smooth triple with the left hand.
Purdue 31, Ohio State 21, and a steal. C.J. Cox had the ball taken away by Quez Glover. Five turnovers for the Boilermakers. Ohio State can cut the deficit to single digits on this trip. Purdue's up 31-21, 3:25 remaining. First half, Bradshaw three. It's long off the back of the iron. Rebounded by C.J. Cox of the Boilermakers. It's a two-on-three going right to left. Kick it to Lawyer. Dribbling to the right block. Stopping. Leaving it for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Kicks it out to Jakari Harris. Fakes a three. Leans in. Shoots a floater. Fouled. He'll be going to the foul line when we come back. Will Jakari Harris. That foul against the Buckeyes goes against Aaron Bradshaw. Timeout on the floor. 3:06 to go first half on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. Purdue 31, Ohio State 21. At the foul line as we resume action will be the Boilermaker freshman Jakari Harris, who's been really good at the foul line this year. 11 of 13 is the freshman from Atlanta, the son of Glenn Robinson. And he'll have a two-shot opportunity here wearing the white T-shirt underneath the white uniform. And a number 24 on the white jersey. Dribbles once, bends the knees, shoots and hits it. Now 12 of 14 at the foul line this year is Jakari Harris. Jakari does two things exceptionally well. Makes free throws and doesn't turn the ball over.
No question. And that is a valuable resource. And why, honestly, I think Coach Painter, as he hits the second free throw there, trusts him late in games.
For the season, just so you know the numbers, Jakari's only turned it over seven times. And he plays a bunch. Buckeyes the ball, 2:55 to go. Purdue a 12-point lead. We're in the first half at Mackey Arena. Only regular season meeting this year between the two. In the corner, dribbling in was Quez Glover leaves it up high to his teammate. A deep three for Parrish is good. No, it's a two. He stepped inside of the arc to deliver the left-handed jump shot. Left wing it goes for Parrish, who has five in a row. Purdue 33, Ohio State 23.
He's a heck of a player. I've liked him when I've watched the Buckeyes play on TV. A lefty with good size, and the shot making's clearly there. That was a tough step back over Ja'Cari Harris.
Purdue attacking right to left. Pull up 15-footer. Good for Fletcher Lawyer, and he was fouled to boot from the right elbow, rising in the sky, shooting it toward the bucket, and the foul will go against Parrish, his second at the line for an and one. The Boilermakers Purdue's degree plus gives students the chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years.
Fletcher Lawyer right there comes off that dribble handoff, gets to his pull-up. And he took some contact from Parrish right as he was coming down to the floor. And you got to give the shooter space to land.
And he completes the and one. 9 points for Fletcher Lawyer against a 13-point average. Purdue leads by 13, 36-23. Buckeyes left to right. Bruce Thornton off the screen. Top of the key set by Bradshaw. Now right wing, it goes right back to Thornton. He'll drive and kick left wing for a Quez Glover three. He overshot the entire basket, but was Jay Cox on the three. Third foul on Cox. That was an air ball that wasn't even close from the left wing. But official Jeffrey Anderson says it was an air ball because C.J. Cox fouled him. So to the line for three foul shots will be Quez Glover. This season, 11 of 15 at the foul line.
We just saw a replay. It looked like C.J. Cox trying to do that stutter step close out there to make sure he doesn't run into the shooter as Glover swishes the first free throw. Unfortunately, it looked like C.J. just couldn't quite stop his momentum in time and then caught Glover on the way down with that jump shot.
Quez Glover played his freshman and sophomore years at Florida, junior and senior years at Samford. All SoCon twice at Samford as he makes the second foul shot. Was going to play last year, a fifth year at Kansas State, but he missed the whole season because of injury. So now he gets one extra season, and he's chosen to play it in Columbus. 1,000-point career scorer is Glover. Shoots the ball to the rim and missed it. He made 2 of 3 on the foul shots. Purdue 36, Ohio State 25, less than 2 minutes to go in the half. Now Ohio State goes zone. What's that, Bob? A 1-3-1?
All right. It is a 1-3-1 here with Glover on top.
So first time we've seen zone from Purdue and a turn from Ohio State. Purdue turned it over. Purdue had a poor pass that went through the fingertips of Braden Smith. It went in the backcourt, and it ends up being an over-and-back violation against Purdue. 6 turnovers. So the zone defense, at least for one possession, worked there for the Buckeyes.
It's unfortunate. We, praising Ja'Cari Harris for the lack of turnovers, and then, you throw a little 1-3-1, and he just overshot Braden Smith, and the ball snuck through his hands for the turnover over and back.
90 seconds remaining in the half. Bradshaw, elbow right, swing it left side, driving in Royal on the baseline. He threw it to Matt Painter, which is not great news for the Buckeyes, because Coach Painter's standing out of bounds. That's a Buckeye turnover. Nice hands by the head ball coach.
Very nice hands by Coach Payne. He's still got quality hands over here. He was should have been more in a shooting position, though. I didn't see any knees bent there.
Hey, if he would have caught it and shot it, that would have been an old-timer.
Just drained it.
he just caught it, handed it to the official. Ohio State's back in there 1-3-1. See if Purdue does a better job attacking this time. Left wing Lawyer, 3 on the way. In and out, no good. Trey Kaufman-Wren fought for it. Loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. Trey Kaufman-Wren ended up with it. Purdue gets another chance. Harris a 3 in the corner. A bullseye. Trey Kaufman-Wren kept it alive. And Ja'Cari Harris did the rest.
What an exclamation point to that possession there. The extra effort, and then Ja'Cari Harris, no hesitation, deep right corner splash.
39-25 Boilermakers, and a steal by Ja'Cari Harris. That last play ends up being our hustle play of the game, presented by Republic Airways. Apply to Lyft Academy. Start your aviation career today. 18 on the shot clock, 29 on the game clock. Craig Kaufman Wren, free throw line extended. Lost his footing. He was tripped. That's why he lost the footing. Evan Mahaffey will be tagged with a foul, and this will be a two-shot opportunity for Trey Kaufman Wren. Foul on Evan Mahaffey is his first.
Nice to see Trey get a chance to get back to the line and get the comfort of knowing you're going to get two shots instead of a one-on-one situation. Purdue with some momentum here after that unbelievable play with Harris hitting the three after the scramble on the floor, and it would be nice for Kaufman Wren to keep this thing going by knocking a couple down here.
How about Trey in the game already? 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. And now he has 13 points with a made free throw. Looking to buy, sell, or build a home but don't know where to start? Call trusted agents at True Blood Real Estate, the official real estate partner of Purdue Athletics.
Well, Trey had a tendency on his free throw, especially when he was struggling, at times to fade away as he was shooting. And I don't know if that, you know, was just kind of one of those instinctive things he was doing, but it clearly was not leading to a ton of success. The staff really focused on just going straight up and down. Seems like we've been seeing more of that lately.
He rolls in the second one as well. Purdue pushes the lead out to 41-25. Shot clock is turned off. Ohio State with the ball, 15 on the game clock here. Miles Colvin is subbed in, and he is guarding Bruce Thornton. Thornton off a screen from Bradshaw. High right wing extended. Now to Glover, back to Thornton. Three from the right wing, good. Bruce Thornton, that's his first scoring of the game, and it's the final shot of the first half. Bruce Thornton had 22 points last year against the Boilermakers in Columbus. With that made three, it's his first made three of the night. It's his first points of the night. Purdue 41, Ohio State 28. Halftime at Purdue's Mackey Arena. No John Mobley to start the second half for the Buckeyes. Ohio State will have the possession to start the second half. We saw him, he was hit in the head midway through the first half. We haven't seen him since, have we?
I don't think we have, so not sure if maybe in concussion protocol or if he's just, you know, how badly that hit to the head was.
Purdue starts Jakari Harris in the second half, and Bruce Thornton gets a wide open three and makes it. So both teams have some changes in the group that starts the second half. Jakari Harris starts for the Boilermakers instead of C.J. Cox. C.J. with three fouls. Count the three-pointer for Bruce Thornton, who made a three to end the first half. He makes a three to start the second half, and now it's Purdue 41, Ohio State 31.
And Jakari Harris, unfortunately, gets tripped on that play, allowing the open shot.
Braden Smith at the left elbow. Gives the ball up to Trey Kaufman Wren, who hands it to Fletcher Lawyer, who lost the ball going out of bounds. Baseline right, and they say last touch by Purdue. Oh, Matt Painter can't believe it. Fletcher Lawyer can't believe it. Both believe, are of the belief, that that ball was last touched by Ohio State, but the ball will go to the Buckeyes.
It certainly was hit initially by a defender. The question is, you know, with this Fletcher's momentum, did he then hit it again out of bounds? That would be something where, in slow motion, would be interesting to see what the replay would have shown, but definitely Purdue felt like Ohio State did at least hit it.
Buckeyes within 10. Thornton wants to drive on Harris, drives and shoots, and was fouled by Jakari Harris. Well, I think we picked up on the game plan in the second half for Bruce Thornton. With the freshman Jakari Harris guarding him, he's taking him to the bucket. And that'll be a foul on Harris, his second, and more importantly, two foul shots for Bruce Thornton, who's an 84% foul shooter.
You certainly always worry about, you know, a good player when he sees one shot go in, you know, kind of getting his head up and get going. And he made that three to end the first half as he sinks this first free throw here. And then what hurts more is, okay, then he goes into halftime, and you're like, all right, halftime, maybe cool off a little bit. But then the first play of the second half, you trip and fall and give him a wide-open shot. He sees that one go down. Now you can see a guy who's going to get uber-aggressive as he took the ball to the rack and got fouled here.
He was shooting foul line left and made both of them. And just like that, the Buckeyes are right back into the game. Thanks to Bruce Thornton. Purdue 41, Ohio State 33. We've played a minute and 5 seconds of the second half. Thornton averages 17 a game. Purdue had held him scoreless until the final 10 seconds of the first half. Now he has 8 points. Braden Smith, left elbow, stopping there, guarded by Quez Glover. To Braden Smith, right elbow. He'll rise and fire. Missed it. Rebounded by Parrish after the shot missed right wing by Braden Smith. Bruce Thornton just past left wing Parrish. Dribbles once, hands to Glover. Glover uses a screen from Bradshaw, works his way to the right elbow, lobs for Bradshaw, catches it underneath the basket and scores. The Buckeyes start the second half on a tear. They're down 41-35 after trailing by 13 at the halftime horn.
Certainly been a huge run here for Ohio State to get them right back into this game. Purdue needs a response here.
Braden Smith. Just past Lawyer. Left wing, lobs left block, catch for Trey Kaufman rim. Against Bradshaw, one-on-one, spins, lost it out of bounds, and that'll give the ball to Ohio State. And again, Purdue can't believe that the ball was last touched by the team wearing the white jerseys.
Tough there. And Wren goes spin move baseline. Once again, the Ohio State defender certainly gets a hand on the ball, but the official once again deems Purdue the last to touch.
Boy, the first 2.5 minutes of the second half are going all the way to the Buckeyes, and just as I say it, couldn't even finish the sentence. Ohio State's Bruce Thornton dribbled the ball out of bounds on the sideline, giving the ball back to Purdue. Finally, the first good thing to happen to Purdue here in the second half.
Yes, hopefully that turnover can kind of get Purdue refocused, rejuvenated, as Ohio State had all the momentum in the world right there.
And Purdue has subbed in Miles Colvin. We'll see if maybe he can guard Bruce Thornton. Here's a drive and a bucket for Trey Kaufman Wren. Count the basket and a foul. Boy, did Purdue need that one. Foul is on Aaron Bradshaw, his second at the line for an and one. Trey Kaufman Wren. Purdue's Degree Plus gives students the chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts Degree Plus. See if and one is right for you.
Right there, just a simple switch from a ball screen standpoint. Purdue has been setting inside ball screens with Braden Smith going towards the middle of the floor. As Trey, unfortunately, misses that free throw. That time an outside ball screen with Braden going outside, and that left the paint wide open for Kaufman Wren.
And now a foul on Miles Colvin. Guarding too closely, coming in from the right wing on the aggressive Bruce Thornton. Miles Colvin picks up his first foul. Bruce Thornton right now trying to take this game over. I don't blame him. He was a third-team All-Big Ten performer last year, and he is getting uber-aggressive offensively here in the second half. Ohio State attacking the bucket to our left in their scarlet uniforms. Royal drives, missed the layup, got his own rebound, gives to Bradshaw on the left baseline, who hit it home. Bradshaw 12 feet away, left baseline. 43-37, Purdue a 6-point lead. Driving, Braden Smith shooting a wild shot and missing. It's loose on the floor. Touched by whom? They say standing out of bounds. Touched by Braden Smith, baseline right. That'll give the ball right back to the Buckeyes.
Miles Colvin was able to hit Braden Smith in the backcourt against the press with Braden having a little bit of an angle on his defender. Braden took that momentum all the way into the paint, tried to draw some contact around the rim, no call, and then as he's hanging out of bounds, the ball gets deflected right back towards him with his heel on the baseline.
Buckeyes have all the momentum coming out of the halftime locker room. They've trimmed the deficit to 6, and now an illegal screen is going to turn it over. Bradshaw knocked the Boilermaker to the ground. That foul goes against Bradshaw, his third, and gives the ball right back to the Boilermakers.
A smart play there by Fletcher Lawyer. As that dribble handoff's occurring, Bradshaw sticks his butt out, and Braden Smith knows if Bradshaw on a handoff isn't fully set, they're going to call him a moving screen. And Fletcher, as soon as he feels that contact, takes that hit to the floor, draws the attention for the official, and gets that moving screen call.
Purdue 43, Ohio State 37. Purdue led 41-28 at the halftime horn. Here's some full court pressure broken as the ball's thrown up the near sideline, caught by Fletcher Lawyer in the front court. Now Purdue runs a set play. Braden Smith from 18 feet, right wing, shoots and misses. It was off the back of the iron and rebounded out of there by Micah Parrish. Purdue shot it well in the first half, struggling here in the second. Buckeyes the ball. Royal wants to drive, attacking Caleb first in the right elbow. Kicks in the corner. Catch for Quez Glover. Backing down, rising and shooting for the baseline and scoring. What a start to the second half for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Purdue 43, Ohio State 39.
Huge shot from Glover. Great job using his shoulder. Great separation on Braden Smith.
And now an illegal screen on Trey Kaufman Wren. Gives the ball right back to the Ohio State Buckeyes. What a start in the first 4 minutes for the Bucks here in the second half. Purdue 43, Ohio State 39. Ohio State the ball after the last turnover by Purdue. The offensive foul from Trey Kaufman-Wren. And speaking of turnovers, diving in from the right wing was Ohio State's Sean Stewart, but he mishandled the ball, lost it out of bounds, gives it right back to Purdue.
That's a big turnover there. Coming out of the timeout, you think Ohio State's probably got something pretty good drawn up, and Purdue get that stop there. Hopefully now get a bucket.
Here's Braden Smith. Pocket pass to Trey Kaufman-Wren. His short floater's missed. Purdue continues to labor, shooting the ball in the second half. Ohio State with it. Bruce Thornton, perimeter right on a dribble. Now coming right baseline. Stops, gives it up to Royal, who's on the right wing arc. Dribbles, and as he tried to throw left wing arc, it was tipped out of bounds by the quick hands of Braden Smith. Ohio State keeps the ball. They'll inbound from right in front of their own bench, just down to our left. Ohio State in scarlet uniforms tonight. Purdue in white. 15-15 remains in the game. Purdue 43, Ohio State 39. Wes Glover goes left elbow. Gives the ball to Parrish, who kicks it in the right corner to Royal. Royal dribbling in, gives back to Parrish. Will shoot the three from the right wing and miss it up against the shot clock. Rebounded strongly by Miles Colvin up above the rim. To Braden Smith the ball goes. He's coming down the left side of the paint. Layup is no good. Boy, it's been that kind of a second half for Purdue. Braden Smith missed a layup from the left side of the bucket. At the other end, three in the corner for Mobley is good. That was Micah Parrish, I beg your pardon. Micah Parrish with a three. And it's a one-point Purdue lead, 43-42.
That was a difficult shot, too, because that pass was not in the shot pocket. It was down at about his shins, but all in one motion, caught it and fired. Impressive shot-making from Parrish.
How about Purdue misses a layup at one end, Ohio State a three at the other. Braden Smith misses a left elbow jumper. Missed it long. Weak side rebound, Parrish. Buckeyes can take the lead on this trip. Parrish will shoot a three. Step back from the left wing. Good. Ohio State the lead, and Purdue takes a timeout. Back-to-back triples from Micah Parrish, the transfer from San Diego State. The Buckeyes lead 45-43. Matt Painter burns a timeout. Here's a full-court press broken by the Boilermakers' Fletcher Lawyer left to right to C.J. Cox, who's playing for the first time in the second half after picking up three first-half fouls. And now Purdue puts the offense into motion, trailing by a deuce at 45-43. Trey Kaufman-Wren trying to back down his defender. Spins, shoots, and scores. He had Sam Stewart put him in the spin cycle, and Trey Kaufman-Wren gives Purdue a much-needed bucket. We're tied at 45.
And now this crowd gets back into it. I like the aggressive play going right into Kaufman-Wren. Force on force, and he gets right to the front of the rim and lays it in.
Well, when in doubt, go to your top scorer. Here's Stewart on a catch, right elbow extended to Quez Glover. He works his way right elbow, shoots the shot, missed it, weak side rebound. Braden Smith with a strong board for Purdue. Three rebounds for Braden Smith. He has 4 points, six assists, and a foul away from the ball. Sean Stewart got caught behind in the post and fouled Trey Kaufman-Wren. 13-16 to go in the game. We're tied at 45. That's three team fouls on Ohio State in the second half. Purdue has committed three team fouls. Braden Smith, the trigger man on the baseline. The Lawyer in the right corner. Lobs at high right arc. A catch for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Gives back to Fletcher Lawyer. Fletch dribbles in. Shoots a floater off the bank. And no. Try to bank it in. And it bounced in and out. Rebounded by Royal of Ohio State. Here come the Buckeyes on a run. Royal looks at a three left wing. Now drives, got to the rim. He missed an easy layup. Rebounded by Fletcher Lawyer. Royal got to the rim but couldn't complete. Purdue caught a break there. Here's Braden Smith. Crossover. Left elbow. Tried to throw it down low to Trey Kaufman-Wren, who got hammered by Parrish as the pass was coming his direction. The foul's on Quez Glover.
Braden completely left his defender, Glover, in the dust when he faked like he was going to use the ball screen, crossed over and turned it down, then tried to drop off that pass to Kaufman-Wren.
Purdue led by 13 at the half as a missed layup by C.J. Cox on the baseline inbound. Purdue had a 13-point halftime lead. Right now, we're all square at 45 apiece. Buckeyes the ball. They shoot at the bucket to our left as we sit courtside. 12:30 remaining in the game. Glover against Cox to the free throw line and beneath, and now gives it up to Bruce Thornton between the rings. Seven on the shot clock for Thornton, using a screen from Stewart. Drives, had it poked away, gives it up. Catch here for Thornton, shooting a deep three against the shot clock, and he made it. Bruce Thornton had the shot clock expiring and knocked it in from the right wing. Buckeyes lead 48-45.
Wow, that's a heck of a late clock shot there by Thornton. Purdue does excellent defense the majority of the time, but just a fraction of space at the end costs them.
Lawyer, top side feed. It goes to Camden Heidi. We're under 12 minutes remaining. A three for Brandon Smith. It's a triple time. Smith answers the Thornton triple. We're tied at 48.
Now that's a huge triple by Brayden Smith. Just comes off a little pin down. Just a little bit lackadaisical defense by Ohio State there. And Brayden Smith makes him pay. And now hopefully they can get Brayden going.
And an illegal screen on Royal is going to give the ball right back to the Boilermakers. That's a big turnover on the Buckeyes. Royal commits the foul. His second timeout on the floor. On a Central Indiana Honda dealer's scoreboard, 11:36 remains in the ballgame. Purdue 48, Ohio State 48. This is Boilermaker basketball. John Mobley Jr. back into the game for Ohio State. He did not start the second half, but the flame-throwing freshman has now stepped onto the floor here for Ohio State. Purdue the ball left to right with 11:30 to go in the game. Camden Heidi between the circles to Brayden Smith at the top of the key. Spins to his right, uses a screen from Trey Kaufman-Wren. Shot clock down to 13. Now throws it left wing. Trey Kaufman-Wren gives it right back to Brayden Smith. Shot clock at 10. Brayden into Trey Kaufman-Wren. Out to C.J. Cox. His three on the way is out of bounds, an air ball. C.J. thought it was deflected by the defender. It was not. It's simply an air ball. Out of bounds. Ohio State the possession.
That's where I wonder if CJ's just not quite ready to shoot the basketball. Maybe expecting Kaufman-Wren, because of the mismatch, to go to work and shoot that ball. Because he just didn't seem to be in shot mode. And then tried to rush it up there and miss badly.
Purdue just 2 of 7 from the three-point line. Buckeyes with a ball. Attacking the bucket to our left. Mobley fakes the three. Now dribbles the ball with the left hand between the rings. Heidi is guarding him. Chest pass to the far right wing. Catch over there for Parrish. Shot clock at 4, now 3. And a takeaway, knocked out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Purdue. Out of bounds baseline left with a shot clock at 2.1.
Nice shot by Brayden Smith. Using that three-quarters defense there on Devin Royal to knock that ball away, not allow an easy catch for Royal.
48-48 the score. 10:41 remains at Mackey Arena. Purdue and Ohio State in a Big Ten battle. Buckeyes inbound. Three on the way. Good against the shot clock. He made it. Sean Stewart makes a three against the shot clock. And it's 51-48 Ohio State.
And those are just the type of shots. We've seen them now. A couple late clock shots go down for the Buckeyes. Those are the shots teams make when they grow in confidence.
It's his first made three of the year, Bob. He's 1 of 2 now on the year. Driving. Fletcher Lawyer has the ball at the free throw line extended. Leans into his defender. Spins to his left shoulder. Shoots and scores. That was Trey Kaufman-like in the paint. But the bucket counts for Fletcher Lawyer.
It sure was. The pivot package there from Lawyer against the smaller Mobley.
51-50. Buckeyes leading. A drive for Parrish. A ball knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds baseline left. Exactly 10 minutes to go in the game. The ball belongs to Ohio State. They'll inbound with 21 on the shot clock. Sean Stewart, 0-for-1 from the three-point line for the season. Makes a three with a shot clock expiring.
Just a backbreaker.
Ohio State 51, Purdue 50. Exactly 10 minutes remaining. Here's Stewart, right elbow. Dribble handoff to Thornton. He dribbles to the free throw line extended. Gives it up for a teammate. Driving is Mobley. Left-handed layup high off the window and good. Tough shot left-handed for John Mobley Jr.
High degree of difficulty on that finish there.
Boy, right now the Buckeyes are making everything they're throwing towards the basket. Here's an air ball jumper missed by Brayden Smith. Rebounded, however, by Purdue. A floater for Lawyer is good. The initial rebound was kept alive by Camden Heidi. Lawyer drove the ball to the bucket and scored. It's Ohio State 53, Purdue 52.
Huge rebound there. Extra effort play by Heidi to keep that ball alive after a surprising miss that short by Braden Smith.
Here's a floater by Thornton, missed on the right elbow, but he got his own rebound to Mobley. Left side now. Mobley with the ball. Bouncing it. Left baseline. Catch here for Devin Royal. Double teamed on the block to a cutting Thornton. And he turned it over. Tried to throw a bounce pass in the paint, and it was stolen by Fletcher Lawyer of the Boilermakers. Purdue trails 53-52. 8:50 to go in the game. Driving, Braden Smith kicking to the far corner. Top side it goes to Lawyer. Lawyer puts it on the deck. Fakes a pass. Dribbles in and scores. A right-handed banker from 5 feet away from Fletcher Lawyer. Purdue's ahead 54-53.
Oh, Fletcher Lawyer just putting the offense on his back here. Individual play there, top of the key.
Timeout Ohio State with 8:35 to go in the ball game. Shot clock has been changed to 23 seconds. That was the delay. 23 for Ohio State. They throw it into the backcourt to Bruce Thornton. Young man originally from Fairburn, Georgia. He was the Georgia Gatorade Player of the Year his senior year in high school. And he ends up in Columbus, Ohio. 1 point Purdue lead, 54-53. Mobley, a snake dribble to the free throw line, extended and stops. Driving in Royal, left elbow. Kick it out in the right corner, and he traveled before he got it out of his hands, didn't he? Yeah. He jumped in the air and tried to throw it into the right corner. But the problem was he'd already come back down on the floor before he made the pass, and that is a turnover, the 13th of Ohio State's day. 14th, I beg your pardon. 14 Ohio State turnovers.
They certainly, if they don't prevail here, some of the costly turnovers from the Buckeyes, they're going to rear those mistakes.
Can Purdue do anything with the basketball? A one-point lead at the eight-minute mark, 54-53. Braden Smith played only 10 minutes in the first half because of foul trouble. He rises and shoots from the left elbow and makes it. And he gives a sigh of relief. You could see it on his face. He was like, my goodness, I finally made a bucket. Purdue's up 56-53.
He's definitely gone through some ups and downs in this game, but hopefully that shot right there gets him going.
7:38 remains. Clock ticking. Ohio State the ball. Quez Glover between the circles. Chest pass right wing. Another turnover. A steal for Caleb First. It's his third steal of the game. Here comes Purdue left to right. A corner three for Ja'Kari Harris. It's a triple.
Oh, baby. Ja'Kari Harris. Two clutch triples in this game, both in massive moments.
Timeout, Ohio State, as the crowd comes to life. Purdue 59, Ohio State 53. 7:10 remains in the game on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. 7 minutes exactly remaining in the game here at Mackey Arena. The ball in the hands of the Buckeyes. Bruce Thornton is on the left wing, and he'll pull the trigger for a three. He'll miss it long. Rebounded by Mahaffey, and now a foul. That was Bradshaw. That was Bradshaw for Ohio State, who went up amongst the white shirts of the Boilermakers, came away with a rebound, and that's Trey Kaufman's foul, by the way, his third.
Well, a foul on the floor doesn't seem like a huge deal considering they let Bruce Thornton wide open for a three. Easily could have made Purdue pay. He back-rimmed it. Would have loved to get the rebound, but at least now you can set your defense.
Bradshaw catches the inbound, give to Thornton. Thornton into the left corner. They got an open three. It's on the way for Quez Glover, but he missed it. Boy, an open three, luckily, did not go. Luckily, if you're a Purdue fan. Rebounded by Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. Trey, 18 points and 7 rebounds. Purdue the ball here, top of the key catch. Caleb First, chest pass, left wing Lawyer. He drives left baseline and stops. Throws it inside to Trey Kaufman-Wrenn and stopped the game because Bradshaw was called for a foul as the pass was being thrown inside. Foul on Bradshaw, his fourth.
Jake Diebler calling for a hook and hold review. Not really sure why. Usually those plays are when someone goes to the floor.
Team foul number 6 on the Buckeyes with 6:27 to go. Purdue inbounds baseline right. Throws it out high left arc. A catch for Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. Hands to Braden Smith. Back to Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. Drives on Stewart. Stops, shoots, and oh, in and out. It wouldn't fall. Oh, so angry that that one didn't fall. He was point blank. It popped in and popped out. 59-53, Purdue the lead, Ohio State the ball.
So rarely see Kaufman-Wrenn miss one that close when he's on his strong right side.
Thornton off Off a screen to the right wing. Leaves for Stewart, who will drive, and he will shoot. He will score. He went right back at Trey Kaufman-Wren and scores. Sean Stewart, 5 points. The transfer from Duke, a McDonald's All-American when he was a high school player. He's a sophomore. It's Purdue 59, Ohio State 55. Braden Smith lost the ball in the front court. Fighting for it, Jakari Harris to keep the ball alive. To Lawyer, faking a three, dribbling in, stopping, shooting a floater. It's no good. Stewart had it. Now it's loose on the floor. Everybody's fighting for it. This is going to be a held ball situation. The arrow will favor Purdue. Devin Royal was on the floor. Sean Stewart was on the floor. The Purdue Fletcher Lawyer was on the floor. And in the end, it's a held ball with 5:32 to go. Purdue with the ball, baseline right. Purdue leading 59-55.
Well, a huge extra possession here with that jump ball favoring Purdue. Now need Purdue to capitalize in this situation.
20 on the shot clock for the Boilermakers, 5:32 on the game clock. Now what do we have? Stoppage of play. The officials felt like Caleb First was getting a little too physical with his defender, Royal, in the post before the inbound. So the officials step in and tell him to cool it. Now we play. Lawyer lobs it way out high. Right wing catch on the arc. 2 steps outside of it for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Trey to the right block. Spins on a defender. Still working on that block. Now working on Stewart. Will spin. He'll shoot. He'll miss this one as well. And Ohio State keeps it inbounds. A nice play by Devin Royal of the Buckeyes to keep that ball from going out of bounds. Boy, Trey's missed a couple of bunnies here in the last positions. Parrish, a deep three. Good. Micah Parrish, that's his fourth made three of the game. He comes in as a 34% three-point shooter. It's Purdue 59, Ohio State 58. Braden Smith, right block, leans into a defender. Stewart shot a layup and missed it. Tipped at it a second time, didn't get it. Caleb First had it, then his shot was blocked. Now it's loose on the floor. Caleb First will fight the defender, and it's going to be a held ball. This time it favors Ohio State. Boy, Purdue is getting the ball to the rim, but not finishing here in the last couple of minutes. Braden Smith was at the rim, didn't make it. Trey Kaufman-Wren at the rim a couple of times, didn't make it. Caleb First had a chance from the left side of the bucket. Had it blocked. And Ohio State can take the lead on this trip. It's Purdue 59, Ohio State 58 with 4:38 remaining.
It really looked like Caleb First was getting ready to be able to lay that ball in. But Sean Stewart, the length. Great hands there to block that shot.
6'9", Sean Stewart made a heck of a play. Thornton will lob and a dunk. A dunk for Royal coming in from the weak side. It's a one-point lead for Ohio State, 60-59.
Purdue comes over with the double and just does not drop down weak side to take away the rim. And that's an easy lob dunk from Thornton to Royal.
Right elbow, Braden Smith leans in and shoots from 12. Missed it. Weak side rebound picked up by the Buckeyes. Another open jumper missed by Purdue. A drive, Mobley layup good. Good. Micah Parrish. Make that Micah Parrish. Timeout, Matt Painter. Now Ohio State retakes the lead. 62-59, the Buckeyes lead. 3:55 to go. Purdue the ball out of the timeout. Left to right come the Boilermakers. Fletcher Lawyer with it. Will hand it to Braden Smith as he crosses the 10-second barrier. Screen from Trey Kaufman-Wren, left wing. Braden dribbles in. Stops on the elbow. Throws it into Trey Kaufman-Wren, and here's a foul from Sean Stewart pushing from behind. Team foul number 7. A 1-1 coming for Trey Kaufman-Wren. That's the third foul on Sean Stewart. 3:38 remains. A big 1-1 here for Trey Kaufman-Wren.
Extremely physical on the catch there from Stewart. The initial bump wasn't called, and Purdue staff couldn't believe it, and eventually the official did make the call.
Free throw, no good. In and out, no good. Out of bounds, last touch, they say, by Caleb First. The ball goes to Ohio State.
Unfortunate there. Kaufman-Wren, the free throw rims out. He was so good last game, but in that 1-1, that's a critical stop there because it's basically 2 points taken off the board potentially.
And you give the ball right back to the visiting Ohio State Buckeyes. We're down to 3:25 remaining. Step back three for Ohio State. Good again. Wow. Micah Parrish is having himself a night. 19 points for Parrish. And it's 65-59 Ohio State.
It's just a tough matchup for Fletcher Lawyer Parrish with the size and quickness advantage.
Braden Smith dribbling in, right elbow, leaning in and stopping at the block. Stewart on him. Throws it to Trey Coffman and turned it over. A turnover. We're down to under 3 minutes to go. Ohio State the ball. Purdue trailing by six, 65-59.
Braden just too passive there. Felt like he had an angle to shoot that little banker, but played off 2 feet and instead tried to force that pass.
Boy, Parrish almost pulled the trigger. He will, and he hit it again. Micah Parrish from the corner is having himself a night. 22 points for Micah Parrish. He came in averaging 10 a game. It's 68-59 Ohio State. The Boilermakers are in some trouble now. Inside it goes to Trey Kaufman. Ren, a foul called on the pass. Sean Stewart was caught behind in the post. But again, it's a 1-1 for Trey Kaufman Ren with a clock stopped. 2:24 remaining. Purdue in this seven-game winning streak has held all seven opponents to under 69 points. Right now, Ohio State's at 68. Purdue will sub in Jakari Harris. He'll replace Fletcher Lawyer. How about six threes in the game for Micah Parrish? He has 22 points.
Got to give him a ton of credit. He's just single-handedly taken over this game.
Front end of the 1-1. Good for Trey Kaufman Wren. 19 in the game for Trey Kaufman Wren. 68-60 Ohio State with 2:24 to go. I'll tell you the one thing Micah Parrish has in common with a lot of Purdue players on this team currently. He lost in a national championship game to UConn. He was on that San Diego State team that lost to the Huskies and then in the national championship game in 2023.
No kidding. That was an incredible run for that San Diego State team. And Parrish was a big part of it as Kaufman Wren hits that second free throw.
68-61. Does Purdue have a rally in him? 2:20 remaining. Mobley Jr. over the timeline right to left, guarded by Braden Smith. Works his way, high right elbow extended, now retreat dribbles. Shot clock is down to 17. Mobley out high to Bruce Thornton. Cox on him with a shot clock at 12. Thornton drives to the elbow, gives it up for a Mobley three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, whom? It's going to be a foul on whom? I think Ohio State. There is some confusion here. Yes, a foul on the rebound. Went against Ohio State's Devin Royal, his third. He fouled Purdue's Caleb First. Yes? Yes, that is correct. This will be a 1-1 for Caleb First because it's team foul number 9 on the Buckeyes. The clock is stopped with 2:01 to play.
Coach Painter, I think, asking them for maybe to check who the shooter would be.
Boy, there were all kinds of bodies just kind of mashed together underneath the basket trying for a rebound. And it is going to be Caleb First. He is the shooter. Caleb First, who is scoreless in this game, averaging 5 points a game, a 71% foul shooter. The left-hander from Fort Wayne will dribble twice. He will shoot, and he will miss. He misses. Rebounded by the Buckeyes, and now a held ball. C.J. Cox tied up John Mobley Jr. Possession arrow will favor Purdue with 1:59 remaining. Well, Purdue misses another front end of a 1-1, but at least Purdue was in a position to fight for a rebound and get an alternating possession arrow here. 68-61 Ohio State, 1:59 remaining.
Yeah, the extra possession's huge. We would have loved to have gotten 2 points there with the clock stopped.
Purdue lobs for Trey Kaufman Wren. Faces up against Stewart, right baseline. Back and down, Stewart. Spinning and shooting with a left-handed score. Trey Kaufman Wren, a bucket. Brings Purdue a bit closer at 68-63. Here's a ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, review, Braden review. Smith in the black in the backcourt. He poked it out of the hand of John Mobley Jr. Purdue is begging for a review at the monitor. Will they get it? They will. We're under 2 minutes, 1:46. Ohio State threw the ball into the corner in the backcourt. Braden Smith quickly jumped Mobley and poked at the ball. He poked it out of bounds.
Looks like they're going to keep the basketball here with Ohio State.
And that is the call. Ohio State keeps the ball. Baseline right. Shooting at the bucket, 2 hour left. So after all of that, Nothing changes. Buckeyes keep the ball. Buckeyes up 68-63. 1:46 to go. And stepping on the line is Ohio State to give the ball right back to Purdue. The inbounder for the Buckeyes stepped over the line, and the ball goes back to the Boilermakers. Turnover number 13 on Ohio State.
Wow. A huge turnover.
Blue inbounds. Baseline right. Boilermakers have to take advantage of the break they got, however. Purdue takes a timeout. Fletcher Lawyer couldn't get the ball inbounds. Purdue inbounds. Caught on the baseline, Trey Kaufman-Wren. That's the left baseline. He'll try to go to work against his defender. He'll spin and hit a right-handed hook shot. Well, there you go, Bob. 24 points for Trey Kaufman-Wren. It's a one-possession game with plenty of time to go. 1:32 remaining. Ohio State 68, Purdue 65. Now can Purdue come up with a stop against the team and the Buckeyes that's been red hot here in the second half when they've had the ball on the offensive end? Bounce pass to the right wing. Mobley lost it out of bounds. He was trying to drive in from the right wing. He lost it to the baseline, and I think we're going to have another review. For the moment, they say the ball belongs to Purdue with 1:14 remaining. Again, it was Braden Smith who was harassing the ball handler. The ball went out of bounds, baseline left. For the moment, it is Purdue basketball, but again, the review process has begun. 1:10 to go, clock ticking, Purdue the ball. Left to right come the Boilermakers, trailing by three. Braden Smith to Trey Kaufman-Wren, short floater, good. It's a one-point game with 1 minute to play.
Oh, that is huge. And they did not stop the clock after the made field goal.
Bruce Thornton, right to left, 48 seconds remaining. Timeout, Ohio State. They'll burn their final timeout. 45.7 on the game clock, 21 on the shot clock. Ohio State 68, Purdue 67. The Buckeyes are in yet another nail biter. Their fifth nail biter in a row. They throw it into the backcourt to Bruce Thornton. Over the timeline, right to left, C.J. Cox is guarding him. 39 on the game clock, 14 on the shot clock. Thornton dribbling left wing, stopping at the left elbow. High side feed, it goes to the driver. Kick it in the corner for a Mobley three. Good. Mobley, it's a two. It's a two with 28 seconds. Mobley in the corner made a long two. Purdue can tie with a three. It's 70-67. Braden Smith, a three, right wing. In and out, no good. Long rebound grabbed by Parrish. And now we're down to 14.7 remaining. That's only Purdue's 15 foul. Or did the ball just go out of bounds?
They have changed the score now to Purdue being down three.
Yeah, they initially had it as a three-point shot. It was only a two. It's 70-67. Ohio State inbounds, baseline right. In the backcourt, it goes to Mobley. Purdue needs to foul in a hurry. They do. Now we're down to 11.7. But again, Purdue still with foul to give. No? Yes.
And I'm a little surprised they're not reviewing the shot unless it was clear cut. Mobley was on the line. Little surprised they're not looking at it just to verify it's not a three, right?
Team fouls, they say, for Purdue at five. Well, we're down to 11.7 seconds. Purdue really needs some help now from the Buckeyes. They're going to turn it over. They threw it all the way to the other end and turned it over with 10.9. Oh, I just said Purdue needed some help, and Ohio State threw the ball out of bounds to the far left baseline with 10.9 to go. Purdue still with a puncher's chance. I don't think the score is right on the scoreboard, Bob. It should be 70-67,
correct,
Ohio State.
And my question would be, where is the ball inbounds? Where should Purdue inbounds the ball? Did Ohio State actually establish possession in bounds, right?
Now they have to go to the scorer's table to make sure the score is correct. They have it at 69-67 Ohio State. It should be 70. It should be 70-67 Ohio State with 10.9 to play, and now they have made the correction. Purdue inbounds, baseline left. Fletcher Lawyer, the inbounder. Will Ohio State choose to foul up three? To Braden Smith, racing it up the far sideline. They fouled. Thornton fouled right away. About 65 feet from the basket. Thornton took the foul. So that indeed was the strategy. First foul on Bruce Thornton, but now you have two free throws for Braden Smith with still 9 seconds remaining in the game. We still have 9.0 on the game clock.
Purdue still has a foul to give, though, which at this point is not ideal considering time is of the essence.
9 points in the game for Braden Smith. He has 5 rebounds, 8 assists. First free throw, good. 10 points. Now, do you miss or do you make the go for the make and then try to get a steal?
You go, there's enough time where you make, go for the steal, if not foul, and then foul one more time.
And there it was. He made it. Purdue immediately jumps into full court pressure. Ohio State to inbound. Into Thornton. Trying to trap him by the Boilermakers. He gets out of the trap. Now the clock is ticking. Finally, Trey Kaufman-Wren was able to foul in the backcourt. But I think the clock kept going, unfortunately. Trey took the foul, his fourth, in the backcourt. It's only team foul number 6. And now another stoppage of the game so the officials can check the clock. They're going to put the clock, they being the officials, at 5.3. 5 3/10. Ohio State inbounding. The sideline, backcourt, directly across from our broadcast position. Purdue jumps into man-to-man here. Ohio State trying to get that ball inbounds. They do. It's nearly stolen. Now the foul. Nearly stolen by Jakari Harris. He tried to jump the pass from behind. It was intended for Devin Royal. He had his fingertips on it, but couldn't quite bring it in. Purdue then had to foul. Fletcher Lawyer with a foul, and the clock at 3.6. 3.6, and this is a 1-1 for Devin Royal. Now, as you said, Bob, you missed the front end. You have to go a long ways in a short amount of time. 3.6.
I was hoping to have closer to 5 seconds left, maybe even 4.5. Because 3.6, just not a lot of time to secure the rebound and then go and get across half court and actually get a decent look. They have to try their best to get a quick outlet to Braden or C.J. Cox, someone who can just get down the floor with a little speed.
Devin Royal, 74% foul shooter. Foul line left. Front end of a 1-1 is on the way. It's good. 14 in the game for Devin Royal. He's 6 of 7 at the foul line today. It's now 71-69 Ohio State.
Now the question is, do they miss this on purpose or do you make it to go up 3?
If you miss on purpose and Purdue throws in a prayer, you lose.
That is true.
Devin Royal. Well, what do we have now? Both coaches are trying to coach up their teams, even though there are no timeouts remaining.
A lot of scrambling going on here.
Devin Royal toes the line. Dribbles 3 times. Let's it fly. Got it. 3-point Ohio State lead. They'll sub in Evan Mahaffey with the Buckeyes. Purdue needs a 3, and they need it in 3.6 seconds. Purdue in a pickle.
Now the question is, not really enough time for them to foul, because you don't want to foul a 3-point shooter.
Trey Kaufman-Wren, the inbounder. Oh, Braden Smith, he threw up a wild shot as he was being fouled in the backcourt. He threw up a prayer, hoping, but he was fouled with 2.9. So now Braden will go to the foul line, 2.9 seconds. Now you have to make the first, miss the second, right?
Correct. You definitely have to make the first, miss the second. That's where in a perfect world you could have maybe ran something that could have, you could have caught it in the front court to where you're more of in a shooting position, but those are obviously, that's high risk, high reward to throw the ball that far as well.
Braden makes the first foul shot.
All right.
72-70, 2.9 to play. And Purdue's discussing right now. They're huddled in the middle of the paint because they want to discuss how they're going to handle this intentional miss.
Got to make sure you miss it, but it's got to hit the rim.
Braden will dribble once. There he goes. That didn't hit the rim. He didn't hit the rim. He tried to bank it. But it banked over the entire front of the rim, did not touch the rim. That automatically gives the ball to Ohio State with 2.9. He threw it hard off the backboard, but it was too high off the square and never touched the rim coming back into play. How about Ohio State? Five straight last possession games. The inbound and royal fouled immediately by Jakari Harris. The boos you hear in the background, Braden Smith tried to draw a charge as one of the Ohio State players was coming to the ball. Braden fell to the ground. He didn't get the call. 1.9 to go. Ohio State a two-point lead, and Devin Royal going to the foul line.
It'll be certainly interesting to see that replay over again to see if Mobley did legitimately shove Braden over, but probably incidental contact in the right call, but would have to, you know, see it over again to have a better view of it.
Devin Royal to the foul line. What a night for him. 15 points. Averaging 13.8 points per game coming in. Free throw. This is a 1-1. It's good. Again, the lead back at 3, and now this one would be the dagger. 73-70. 1.9 to go. Devin Royal could send Ohio State to victory. With a free throw, he missed it. Rebounded. Here's a three-quarter court shot for Fletcher Lawyer. It is short, and the game is over. Ohio State beats Purdue at Mackey Arena by the final score of 73-70. Purdue loses a home game for the first time in 27 tries. Purdue loses a Big Ten home game for the first time in 17 tries. And the Ohio State Buckeyes snap a three-game losing skid in impressive fashion, winning on the road against the 11th-ranked team in the country. The final score tonight from Purdue's Mackey Arena is Ohio State 73, Purdue 70.